It's Monday, March 16th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 181. Matt Scott is joined by Stephen Bronner and myself talking about the upcoming workforce of Generation Z. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about how labeling and micromanaging age groups is detrimental to a healthy workspace.
I will tell you this, and this is my experience working with different generations. I work with a lot of different companies. I do a lot of consulting. I have the privilege of being trusted by a lot of my peers. And those peers range over multiple generations. I've got some that, I mean, you're going to find this hard to believe, but they're older than Tim. And I've got some that are actually younger than Matt. They're still in diapers, I guess. I'm not sure. But the thing is Generation Z, there's some research out there that's really cool that a lot of millennials are ignoring. I'm not going to say why they're ignoring it. I'll let you make that decision yourself. The research shows that Generation Z is rejecting every bit of coddling that the millennials have learned to acquire. They actually are highly offended when you treat them that way. There's a lot of research out there that shows that that is actually reversing trend, which for someone like myself is awesome. But I have teenagers, and I have people that I care very much about that are not only in the millennial generation, but actually are your typical joke of the day millennials. And we have a good time with it, but, I agree. I don't think we should coddle these people. I'm very, very bad at that. I know those of you who have listened to the show when I'm
home. I am shocked that you say that.
Are really shocked when I say that I am really bad at coddling people. But what I will say is that I think that when you start separating people, and this goes for every aspect of life, whether it's work, play, politics, business, anything, when you start micro-separating people, I'm a millennial that has blonde hair, is a little chubby, and I can't dance. I have my own special group. When you start separating people, you instantly give people a reason to fail. And I totally disagree with that. I say that everyone has the strength and the ability to succeed, and I'm going to approach Matt the same way I do Tim, maybe a little slower. I'm going to approach everyone the same. And you know what? Love me or don't love me, I'm going to be me. So the Steven that you deal with today is the same Steven that you're going to get in 6 months or a year. And that's how I treat everybody. I respect everybody. I show everybody a level of respect. Now, I may look at you and go, are you freaking serious right now? But that's not disrespectful. It's my way of going, you're full of crap. You know what I mean? Let's get on with this. But I think that if we stop separating people and we stop creating all these little subcultures, everybody wants their own little label. I hate labels. Quit labeling people. You, just like Tim said, they're people. They're not Gen Z. They're not Gen W. They're not millennials. They're not old timers. They are literally just people. Quit separating people. Treat everybody equally. Treat everybody with respect. And you'll get a lot further than you will trying to micromanage generations.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.